Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Firefighters in Alaska are hoping that the arrival of more hotshot crews will help them control the ferocious Sockeye fire north of Anchorage. Hundreds of residents have evacuated their homes, and the fire is also threatening the hundreds of sled dogs who live in Willow, Alaska, the traditional starting point for the Iditarod. Dallas Seavey is a three-time champion who lives there as well. We spoke with him a few months ago when he won the most recent race, and he described his dogs then as his co-workers. We reached him yesterday to see how the Seavey family, dogs and all, was doing.
Right now, we are fortunate to be just a wee touch north of where the fire is, but many of my fellow racers have not been so lucky. They're right in the midst of where the fire started, and as far as I know, all the sled dogs and pets and people have made it out alive, but there have been just devastated building after building right in the heart of mushing.
Well, and we know that many of those mushers risked a lot to go in and get their animals because, of course, they're not, you know, sitting on the front stoop, but many of them are in housing, in their own housing. They can't get out themselves.
That's correct. I mean, where we are, we always have at least one person on the premises with the dogs 24/7, 365. And so in a situation like this, we have three trucks with trailers that have capacity to hold all of our nearly 100 sled dogs on standby, fueled up, ready to go. And as soon as it starts getting near to us, we load those dogs up and have arrangements to where we head north, and some of our fellow mushers that live farther north have offered us a place to land and do a kind of a temporary camping trip and go visit some friends.
Yeah. And we understand, though, that you're put for now, but people did have to go in, and we understand risked a lot to get their dogs.
Absolutely. No, when this fire first struck, it was really zero warning because it started in really at the heart of the mushing community in Willow, which is one of the highest populations of sled dogs in the state. So right immediately within the first couple hours of the fire, it was a mad dash to get everything out of there. And I know, you know, my fellow musher, Dee Dee Johnro, she's done some 30 Iditarods, pretty well wiped out her place. They were able to get the dogs out of there, and I think she put it well. And says, get everything with a heartbeat, the rest of it's material.
Well, how unusual is this? Fires happen, but there's been a lot of heat. How unusual is this warm, dry weather?
You know, it's sporadic in Alaska, and Alaska is such a huge state that there is no norm. Fairbanks, about 4 hours north of where I sit right now, has fairly regular fires. It has very hot, dry summers. Farther south, it's a little less common. But when we do have these hot years, you know, fires can be a real problem. My parents, they also have over 100 sled dogs, have a wildfire that sprang up less than 2 miles from their place, and they've been, you know, on touch and go, ready to leave any second for about 24 hours now.
Yeah. And we remember that there was hardly enough snow to run the Iditarod this year, so you're going through some changing weather.
That is a big part of the forest fires. Snowpack is one of the things that, you know, a heavy snow year really prevents forest fires in the summer. So this year, abnormally low snow. Yesterday we had a high temperature of 90 degrees in the shade, which is very abnormal for Alaska, or at least where we are.
Well, it doesn't sound, I mean, you guys are devoted. It doesn't sound as if this is going to deter anybody, but it's got to make everyone pause. I mean, when more than half the town is four-legged, you know, it adds some concerns.
It certainly does, but another thing I think it's done is it's brought a lot of people together. When it's just people and their possessions and belongings, that's the priority. But when people have animals and dogs, they forget about possessions and belongings, and it's all about, you know, if it has a heartbeat, get it out of there. So we saw a lot of very kind of inspirational stories of people helping one another out at the cost of their own possessions to help somebody else with animals, whether it be horses or dogs. This is a lot of people around here are very close to their animals, and it's a very big part of our way of life.
That's Dallas Seavey in Willow, Alaska, as they eye some wildfires there in the south part of the town. He's also the most recent winner of the Iditarod. He's won it three times. He comes from a family of racers, so very concerned about the dogs in that area. Dallas, best to you. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.